The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome one, welcome all. It is Monday, Football Monday, the best show that the SB Nation NFL show has to offer. I am RG Ochoa. He is one of the most fashionable men in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm sure we'll get to that one. Pete Sweetie, you know us from Blog of the Boys, from Arrowhead Pride, and of course from here on the SB Nation NFL show, where you need to make sure to subscribe to the fantastic podcast that we put out. We have a wonderful variety of shows that come out every single day of the week, including the Daily Kickoff, where you can hear myself and Pete Sweeney. While you are subscribed to the SB Nation NFL show, make sure you leave a rating and write a review. Pete, how are you doing today, you fashionable mongol? I guess mogul, is that the word I'm looking for?
Whatever you want to describe me as, whoever you want to pronounce it is fine with me. I'm well, RJ. I feel like for a while we were going through what was the perfect storm of free agency, just move after move after move after move, and now you wake up, the sun has risen, it's calm waters out there right now. We've kind of gotten past what they consider the first wave, even a little bit of the second wave you can make a case for, and now it'll be a little bit slower, one move at a time type of deal.
Yeah, it's like that maybe fourth or fifth day after the time changes, which we're all kind of still, you know, realizing, where you're not, you know, you're no longer doing that. Well, it's actually 10 o'clock, you know, a little bit or whatever.
And it makes sense that maybe it's like a little bit lighter at nighttime, right? And you say, wow, my body is getting used to this. My body is ready for this. I'm ready for the warm weather. I know it's always warm down in South Texas, but in Kansas City, we go through some cold spells. So we are really welcoming this warm weather time change type of deal.
Well, you certainly have the closet to combat any situation that Mother Nature has to offer. I'm not making this up. Pete was literally, I don't know if it was an award. I don't want to, you know, poo-poo it if it was.
What?
But you were chosen. You were highlighted as one of the most fashionable people in Kansas City. I can't, I mean, let's not bury the lead here. I mean, what, we have a superstar on our hands.
So, yeah. So I will go into this for 1 minute, no more, no less. A fashion, KC Fashion Instagram reached out. Been doing a lot of these Zoom interviews with the Chiefs since last year. And look, from the waist up, I make sure that I look good, whether it be a tie or a jacket. I admitted in the post, sometimes it would be a jacket and tie with some shorts and some slippers. But you know what? Yeah, they reached out, wanted to do it. Pretty cool. But yeah, a little embarrassing because I've been getting teased left and right, whether it be on sports radio or otherwise. But yeah, if you want to check it out, it's the KC Fashion Instagram.
Well, in the spirit of being completely vain and narcissistic, Pete, before we begin today's episode, we need to read another review. Again, if you write a review, we promise one of our fantastic shows. Well, most of them are fantastic. I don't know if Stats and BLG, is that happening tomorrow?
I do not listen to podcasts on our channel on Tuesdays. Yeah.
The Todd cast or the ball cast. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, we have a review here, Pete. Speaking of fashion, you and I hopefully one day are going to be running around the City of Angels. Andy in Los Angeles. The title of the review, Best NFL Pod, 5 stars. I love BGN. Shout out, of course, to Bleeding Green Nation. And always wanted a broader NFL version. And man, does this deliver. RG Ochoa is now the only thing I love about the Cowboys. Pete is fantastic. And Stats is an amazing analyst. Looking forward to the offseason more than I ever had before because of all this solid content. Keep it up and give Solak a show on here. Also, of course, a shout out to Benjamin Solak from the Draft Network Complete in Green Nation.
Really honored to be called fantastic. The last time I was mentioned in a review, someone was upset that I was only saying what the advertisers want me to say, which is still the case. But I guess now it's fantastic. So I appreciate that.
Hey, I heard that I love RJ Ochoa and I blacked out. I mean, right, so, yeah. Just speaking from
like
myself.
I do on Tuesdays with this podcast network. Anyway.
Right. Anyway, so, Pete, we've kind of, sort of flirted with the idea here. I mentioned the time change. Spring has sprung. This past weekend saw the first official day of spring. I'm sure you had a mimosa to celebrate at brunch with your cardigan or something great that you have going on.
Right. Yeah.
Spring is, in many people's view, the best season. Obviously it's warmer weather. You get some great episodes of television generally. There's no NFL, but there are a lot of sports things.
You're an avid golfer, right? You enjoy
that's right.
The springtime.
So in the spirit of spring having sprung, don't say that sentence 10 times. I'm actually surprised I landed it on the first try. We are going to compare some of the elements, some of the components of spring to what is happening in the NFL because part of what spring really offers, Pete, is the spirit of perpetual hope, right? I mean, here comes the sun, right? Mm-hmm. We're no longer cold. You mentioned that you've had some chilly days. That turkey chili that Pete Sweeney makes is fantastic. It's the season of perpetual hope. Everybody has a shot right now in the NFL. So Pete Sweeney, I know that you have some things that you like about spring. We can start there, or we can start with Google's sort of standard list as to, why spring is the best season. Where do you want to go here?
Here comes the sun. Do, 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 do. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. So let's get started with here. I think the biggest thing about spring for me that I like, and we touched upon it a little bit, is the fact that you go from this colder weather, you're wearing a suit jacket or, you have to have that overcoat with the
like
jacket as well. Right. It could be a pea coat. You're trying to dress warm because it can get cold out there. I mean, you and even in Texas had that crazy cold front. We always get the winter here, and to some extent in Kansas City, those four season type of cities. When it's finally spring, you start to get what I think is just a complete change of pace. You no longer have to wear a jacket, or maybe it's a light jacket, just depending on how windy it is that day. And so I like to see an NFL free agency when you have guys that want some new scenery. So just right before we were on this podcast, we had Josh Reynolds goes to the Tennessee Titans. I think that is a great move for him. And the reason being is I think he might have gotten a little lost with all those weapons with the Rams. And now if you really look at that Titans roster, especially with Corey Davis going to the Jets, Josh Reynolds is going to be called upon to be really that right-hand Robin type of man to what is A.J. Brown. And so I like the move for Reynolds. Also another one, Kenny Golladay. You had mentioned this on the kickoff today. Kenny Golladay to the New York Giants. You go really from Detroit, which has not been really a relevant team in a long time, to maybe the biggest spotlight or one of the bigger spotlights in the NFL, Kenny Golladay. I love when these skill position players completely change teams because I think that is some of the fun of the NFL. It injects a little bit of the NBA into the NFL. So two really, I think, big changes for two pieces. Of course, Golladay is a more important player. He's regarded as a better player than Reynolds. But Reynolds is an interesting guy that might be on, dare I say, the come up in Tennessee.
I did not think that all of that would sort of start us off, but you are here for spring. You're not messing around. I mean, you're moving quicker. Yeah. You don't have the coat weighing you down. I like the Josh Reynolds to Tennessee situation. I think that it felt obvious as soon as DeSean Jackson wound up with the Rams late Sunday evening. Another, that's an actual, I'm getting the hell out of this cold. In Philadelphia. Nobody wants to be in Philadelphia. Everybody hates everything about Philadelphia. Let's be honest.
I don't know if that's
here.
True. Yeah, cheesesteaks.
Fine. You got cheesesteaks, got the Rocky statue. Liberty Bell and that old Disney Channel original show with the Lawrence brothers that took place in the
Ben
city.
Franklin, was it? Right. I believe is from Philadelphia.
And
free agency is all about the Benjamins.
Josh Reynolds, a Fighting Texas Aggie, now links up with Ryan Tannehill, a former Fighting Texas Aggie, of course. Lots of maroon and white going on with, I don't know what Tennessee's dominant colors would be viewed as, like teal and white, I suppose. Very nice to see. I like the theme of it all, but to your point, it doesn't get super cold in Texas all the time. So I don't ever really truly feel this, like, you know, oh, we made it, you know, like, it's
quite
we,
frankly, we deal with, yeah, when you live in these four season cities. I mean, I grew up in New York, and Kansas City is similar. New York gets a little bit colder, to be honest. It's, you know, it's more northern, but it really feels like a renaissance. I mean, you have to go away for a handful of months and say, I can't really go outside unless you have a right. dog like yourself. You know, you have to walk the dog no matter what. But now you want to go outside again. And so I think when you have a skill position player who changes teams, and with it changes quarterbacks, and with it changes attention, I mean, that is truly a change of seasons. And that, to me, hits this all right on the head there.
Right on. Okay, so I'm going to steer into a different sector here.
Okay.
Obviously the same sector, but spring cleaning. This is something that people don't generally enjoy. Sometimes, you know, it's like, somebody's on you, right? Like, somebody's saying, you got to get this, Pete, you got to go through that box, got to go through that closet. You know, in my house, I got to work on the garage. I'm actually, Pete, very excited because this coming Saturday, I'm going to flip the garage. I'm going to flip the way things are structured in there. It's going to give us more room. These are the kinds of projects I have to look forward to in my life now. But do you remember that Netflix show that was all about organization? You know what I'm talking about? And it was
if
that
it
one
doesn't
woman
spark you joy,
right?
Kick it to the curb.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And so I feel like that principle should be more, I guess, explored by NFL teams. Because it's not. Yeah, and I look at teams like the New Orleans Saints, teams like the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think that these are dangerous examples where teams convince themselves that, man, we're so close. You're not. It's okay to admit it. You're not that close. Mm-hmm. And those two teams, as an example, play in divisions with teams that are undeniably better than them. They're not even, you know, picking up one shirt. They're leaving all the clothes on the floor, you know, just shoving stuff into drawers. The drawers don't even come out smoothly anymore, whatever. But some teams like are finally organized, but could use some more sense of structure in terms of efficiency. And I think of a team like the Green Bay Packers, right? The Packers, I think, to me, remember when you were like a kid and your parents would, you know, move the furniture around in the living room? It was like, holy crap, we have a brand new room. This is super exciting, right?
Mind-blowing, yeah.
Exactly. And the Packers, to me, are that in that situation. You can't just keep the same living room, the same couch, the TV in the same spot, you know? It's not working. Yeah, you mounted the TV on the wall. I know you don't want to move it around and you don't want to have to deal with the Hulk. Guess what? Get some stuff, fix it up. The Packers are too stagnant to me. There are teams who I think do a legitimate amount of spring cleaning,
when you say the Green Bay Packers, I mean, this is a team who had really the greatest couch or one of the best couches in the NFL, right? And what did they go and buy last year when they had an opportunity? At the clearance, they just got another couch. Where do you put that couch, right? Do you need another couch for the living room? What you should have did is maybe got a big screen for that couch, and maybe you'd be in a very different situation at the moment. Am I right about that, RJ?
I suppose.
You're gonna stack the couches? I don't think you're gonna stack them on each other.
Actually, the part of what you said that I had the most the biggest hang up with was like a big screen TV. Like I feel like. Pete and I are around the same age, when we were kids, like that was like a big screen TV. You know what I mean? Like that was a thing you said. That's not a thing anymore. Like I've been kind of thinking about
8K.
That. Right. There you go. I need a big flat TV. That's what you need. Like, you know, the big screen, like we've evolved. We've evolved as a society. That's really all. But you can't shake or stack these couches together. And so in that sense, I mean, it's but I think teams like New Orleans and Pittsburgh are far worse. I think that they have had among the worst off seasons and worst free agent periods that any NFL team has had. People like are dunking on the Bears for trying to trade for Russell Wilson and failing. You know what, dude? In a very convoluted way, I respect that more than I respect what the Saints and Steelers are doing. Just because the Bears have identified, you know what? We've got to clean this up, right? Like we've got to fold the shirts in the way they do on that show, like little rolls or whatever. And we've got to clean up our drawers. This is a mess. And the Saints and the Steelers are like, ha ha, look at your mess. But it's like Leslie Knope and Parks and Rec. Everything's just everywhere.
Yeah. No, and that's a good point. I tend to agree with you. I think now's the time to be rearranging and to be honest with yourself. And you know, a lot of teams are saying, okay, we're going to make the moves that we need to. And some are just saying, we're just going to roll with the same type of crew. I saw it in Kansas City last year, and it almost got them back to the Super Bowl. But if you're going to do that, you're going to have that plan. Look, you got to be really confident in your team, and you got to feel like, okay, this current iteration of this team can get us to the promised land. And if you don't feel that way, you got to be doing something at this stage. I know that we always say the thing like, hey, you're not going to win the Super Bowl in March. Completely agree. But when you're far away, you got to give, I believe, like your fan base some reason to hope and believe.
I agree. Okay, Pete, your next thing that you love about spring.
Okay, the next thing that I love about spring, I would say, is the fact that if you're a fan of spring, right? You know, my favorite season happens to be fall. But there are some people out there who just love spring, and I understand.
What's number two? What's number two on your list? If fall's number one.
I'm probably go fall, summer, spring, winter.
Oh, the spring disrespect.
Yeah, but look, you springers out there, Jerry included, I'll tell you right now, I understand the loyalty. It's nice. You can play sports. You can get outdoors with your friends. I know there's people who out there who love a nice patio drink. Spring's probably the best season for that. And so some people are just going to stay loyal to their season. And that doesn't matter that fall is calling with Patrick Mahomes, or you have what would be considered the summer, that hot quarterback in the league in Lamar Jackson. No, you're a spring guy. And that's what Juju Smith-Schuster decided just before the weekend, or as the weekend was getting underway. I forget the exact time that this came through, but Juju Smith-Schuster had offers really to play with two younger quarterbacks, two more exciting quarterbacks, two of the past MVPs. And what does he do? He decides to stay in Pittsburgh for what was less money, with competing deals from the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. I cover the Chiefs, undoubtedly a little bit of bias here, but I'm lumping Lamar Jackson into it. I do not know what Juju Smith-Schuster was thinking. The 1 year, $8 million deal with Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, RJ, you're an NFC guy. You cover the Dallas Cowboys. No real dog in the fight here, in a sense. Do you share my like complete and utter disbelief that this would be the decision he would make?
I find it perplexing. Certainly, I think there's a lot to this. There's a lot of layers to this particular onion. Shout out, of course, to Shrek, a movie that I think came out in the spring, if I'm not incorrect, kind of circa 2000, 2001 ish.
Maybe watch that one on the big screen.
Right, exactly.
Still popular.
Yeah, exactly. More nostalgic in that sense, totally. Welcome to Due Lock, by the way. Such a perfect place. I think that was the line. Anyway, so my thinking is, like, proverbial free agent X, you're going to sign a one-year deal. Like, generally speaking, you either need to be getting enormously paid or, like, completely confident that you're going to win the Super Bowl. That's the 1 year deal. Like in an ideal world, right? Like, not everybody has all the offers in the world. I get that, whatever.
Yeah.
But Juju, so if we're power ranking here, and I know that's something again that I don't know if they still do that on the Oddcast. I haven't listened in several months, so whatever. But I know they used to do power rankings. And if I'm power ranking the odds of Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh winning the Super Bowl, I mean, Pittsburgh's easily third, right? In a contest that features three teams. I also think they're third most likely of those three teams to win their division, right? Like, and so they also have the third best quarterback of all three particular teams that we're talking about here. And so I truly don't get it. And I thought about this in the sense that maybe Juju, we know that Juju is very focused on his brand. He's very focused on TikTok. And so he wants to live and operate a certain way. I wonder if that wasn't going to fly with Andy Reid or John Harbaugh, right?
No, like to me though, Mike Tomlin is just as much no nonsense in a way, and I know that.
But it's already been accepted there though. You know what I mean?
Didn't Mike Tomlin know toward the end of the season? Mike Tomlin said we're going to have a conversation about that, and there was a curb back of the TikToks on the opposing logo. It was silly, but it just felt like Juju was staying loyal to what he is comfortable with. And I can appreciate that, because I think there is some credit to trying to stay with the whole team or the same team for what would be your whole career. But this seemed like to me a guy that would be better to go in a place like Kansas City or Baltimore for that 1 year cheaper deal, play with a really good quarterback. And if you don't love it in Kansas City or Baltimore, you move on and then you sign a long-term deal next offseason when there's greater cap space. To me, still probably behind Washington and the emerging Deontay Johnson. And you look at the fact that Big Ben really can't throw the ball over 20 yards and you're the third option there. Right. I just don't understand.
I agree with you completely. And that's like, this would make sense if Juju said that the other two teams in the mix, if we're factoring in his brand as a part of his motivation here, the Jets make a lot of sense, right? Like whether you think the Jets project is going to work, but that would offer that. But I could understand him saying, you know what, on a 1 year deal, I think my odds are higher with Pittsburgh than they are with the Jets. And then I'll hit the market again next year when the cap rises, all that jazz. Say the third team was like, I don't know, the Bengals, right? Wanting some help for Joe Burrow. And so you say, you know what, I've evaluated all my options. Pittsburgh is truly the best. But, I mean, again, the options here were Kansas City and Baltimore. And
even if you throw Joe Burrow in the mix, I mean, Big Ben is still the last quarterback in that conversation.
Bengal Pete is back.
Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow. Burrow looked like a legitimate franchise quarterback with a top 10 type of ceiling last year. And that would have been exciting. It would have been another change of pace. It would have been like sort of this swing type of deal where, hey, you're phasing me out in Pittsburgh. Let's go try to win with the Bengals. Let's go try to win with the Ravens. It would have been a fascinating storyline. Again, you appreciate the loyalty to Spring, but he just robbed us of what would have been a major AFC North storyline.
Pete, that's well done. Good job there. We have some more things to talk about when it comes to the season that is Spring. But before we do, we're going to take a very quick break to hear a word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, one and all. Spring has sprung on Monday, Football Monday. Pete Sweeney, I know you can't see him, but I can promise you he's looking fly. I mean, he is looking, you look sharp. I'm gonna come right on and say it. You look sharp.
You know how sometimes people have good hair days? This has been a good hair month for me that continues here on March 22nd. And I got, if you can't see it again, why would you? Because we don't put this video out on the web. I have a button down, little plaid, little different shades of blue. I feel good today. You know, I do.
Looking good, man. Looking good. It reminds me of that song by Surfaces. Feeling good.
Like I should.
Exactly. That's Pete Sweeney. All right, so something I love about spring is that it is kind of the first season. Like it sort of jump starts the calendar year. You know what I mean? You kind of come into the new year and it's still dreary and it's wet and it's cold. And then the Super Bowl happens and you're thinking, all right, cool. This is awesome. But then it's like, well, what do I do now? And spring's like, yeah, spring, that's what you do. Welcome. We're jumping forward in time. The sun is here. You know, enjoy life. Go play golf, whatever the case may be. But it is truly the first season. And so spring, Pete, offers us the season, the S-Z-N season. And do you know what season it is in the NFL right now, Pete? Do you know what the hip thing is? I mean, I know you look sharp. That doesn't necessarily mean you're up with all of the trends. It is voidable years season.
This does not seem like it should be possible. It seems like the type of thing that when next year's offseason rolls around, voidable years are no longer going to be an option. Like, doesn't make any sense. What it says is it does is you add four and you just, the cap hit is almost a non-factor. And that's exactly what the NFL doesn't want. That's why the parity has been so good for so long. I think there's going to be a rule against this next year.
Well, it's clearly a mechanism that the NFL is exploring and utilizing this year with a salary cap that they weren't expected to be this low a year ago, obviously, or maybe, 15 months ago, whatever.
Voidable years.
But Juju, as an example, has four voidable years on his one-year deal. I saw the Cowboys over the weekend sign Keanu Neal, the safety linebacker hybrid, formerly the Atlanta Falcons, now obviously rejoins Dan Quinn. It, hyped up as a 1 year deal.
Wait a minute for a second here. What if you are an NFL team, and this is a real thing, right? That why wouldn't you add 99 voidable years to everyone's contract and just make it $1? $1 for this year.
I know you're a New York guy. You've never said, I think your MLB loyalty is to the Royals. Maybe you're a full transplant in that sense.
I got a lot of teams that I like, but yeah, right. Yankees are one of them. Rays, well, so, Royals. I'm all over the place.
So you're Yankees over Mets, but who is it on the Mets that gets like $1 million every year? You know what I'm talking about?
Isn't it Benny Agbayani? No.
I want to say it's Bobby Bonilla. I could be wrong.
That's correct. That's correct. Right. Yeah, okay. I was close. I was close. It was the name.
But to that point, I mean, you know, I mean, Pete and I are kind of joking here, but like, yeah, I don't know. There has to be like, I'm thinking, and you know, we're not supreme contract experts. We're not out here writing contracts, but I have to imagine that like the minimum amount of avoidable year has to be like the veteran minimum. You know what I'm saying? Like there has to be like a fixed value associated with it so that you can't just do that.
Right. I mean, I think there's a reason that, for example, Juju has 4 and not 8, but it is just so wild that that's an option. It shouldn't be an option, but you know, I guess in a sense too, the NFL isn't scrambling to make this rule up considering the fact that the salary cap is so low. I mean, you're looking at some of these TV deals and you hear the conversations, they're projecting it to go up as to 210, 240, 250 very, very quickly as they start to make these new deals. And so this might just be a 1-year thing. And I think that's for the better. It doesn't really seem that fair that a team like Buccaneers can do this as well, that just mm-hmm. won the Super Bowl. I know even the Chiefs have been really crafty. I don't think they've done any avoidable year things yet. But basically just beating the system in a sense.
Right. Well, I just find it to be fascinating that just about every deal has some sort of voidable years, you know, tied into it. So it is voidable years season in the NFL. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to these players. You kind of touched on it, but this is a brief sidebar. But what do you think of the NFL's new television contracts? I mean, there's going to be cash everywhere, but I find it to be amazing, Pete, that we live in a world, or soon we'll live in a world, where there will be an NFL game, and I know this already happened this past season, that Saturday game between San Francisco and Arizona, but where Thursday Night Football is exclusively a streaming property. That's nuts.
Yeah, I think it's a sign of things to come, quite frankly. And I think, and I saw someone else had this, and I'm not remembering the source, but it came across my Twitter feed. I follow like 2,000 people, but the idea that...
If you tweet it, Pete, he'll follow you, I promise.
This is
at PG Swain.
This is the last version of what will be like television channel only related deals. And already, as you said, there's an aspect of streaming only. Whereas when this happens now, you know, 10, 20 years down the line, 15, whatever it is, the next edition, it might just be all streaming on different types of platforms where Amazon, Netflix, Hulu,
Peacock, Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe because you saw the Nickelodeon push, suddenly Disney Plus wants to have a game of some sort. And it what it should do is, because there's going to be so many competing companies in that sense, is continue to push the money up and up and up. What the NFL has found an amazing way and ability is to just keep the money coming in. The world is just NFL crazy. And I know a lot of people said, well, as the game gets safer, it's going to change it. I mean, the game, it seems to get safer every year with being smart about hits and whatnot and what's a clean hit and trying to improve. And it always does seem like they're always trying to make and find ways to improve offense and things like that. But the popularity continues to rise and really is paying off for the league. And you'll see that in future years with the salary cap. And as the salary cap goes up, avoidable years is still a thing. I mean, you may, who knows? They might have a couple super teams in the NFL like they have in basketball.
I think let's take this whole thing full circle and let's get a new show, you and me, on one of these streaming platforms. We'll call it Voidable Years. And you know what I mean? We'll explore this. It'll be like a documentary type thing.
Yeah. Every minute that you spend with us probably should go to a voidable year because you just wasted that minute of your life.
Right. But more importantly than anything, I mean, we need to be some sort of streaming, you know, viewed show so that people can see the sharp outfits that you put together, you know, on a weekly basis. But I have one more, Pete, but you go ahead.
You could take it. I don't, you know, like I said, fall is my favorite season. So I've really tried to push here for some more things I like about. So it's just hard for me to come by. I mean, it's third on my power ranked list. So you can go ahead.
It is the Pittsburgh Steelers of Juju Smith-Schuster's teams is basically what spring
no
is
doubt
to
about
you.
It. Yeah.
Okay. So my final favorite thing about spring that I want to talk about here is sort of a cheat. And so maybe you'll appreciate this because I think it has more to do with summer. But so my favorite thing about spring is really that it's on the way. And that is summer blockbusters. Right. In fact, to go back to the streaming conversation, over the weekend, my wife and I watched this documentary about the last blockbuster ever. It's fascinating. Can't recommend it enough. But anyway,
did it finally close down?
Oh, I see. So the documentary ended in like early 2020. And so as a viewer in today's moment, you're thinking, oh, man. But so I meant to look it up and I
haven't. You can Airbnb it, right? You can Airbnb it and go visit it.
I don't know. The one that I'm talking about is in Bend, Oregon. So I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
We're getting too far up anyway.
Right. Next week's episode, Monday, Football Monday. Anyway, summer blockbusters are on the way. But I like this part of the season because you generally see the trailer for the movie in question, the hypothetical blockbuster, during the Super Bowl, right? Holy crap. It got a new Iron Man. Oh, man. Another Fast and the Furious, right? Like you're getting hyped for the blockbuster movie. And now we start to get all the details, like when they were filming, this happened, fun stuff. They're doing the promo tours. They're going to Comic-Con, whatever the case may be, under normal circumstances. And so the summer blockbusters are on the horizon. And by summer blockbusters, even though that's the dead part of the NFL calendar, I mean, like, that is the final, completion of the teams. The draft is over. Free agency is over. We have a full fleshed out idea of who these teams are going to be. We can properly power rank teams. We can properly project and predict who we think is going to win the Super Bowl. And training camp is right around the corner as well. So, but summer blockbusters. So I ask you, Pete, who right now has the making of a summer blockbuster? And I know I mentioned Fast and the Furious. I'm talking about the real OG summer blockbusters, like Bad Boys 2, any of the original X-Men movies, you know.
I think you already accidentally landed on it, at least in my opinion. I think it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what they're doing in the sense of trying to build what is the sequel to this, because they were able to retain a lot of their pieces, including Shaq Barrett and Chris Godwin. And we really didn't think that that was going to be possible, and how you have Tom Brady really convincing these guys to stay and buy in, and he's taking less money. I know that $19 million figure went around. The Chiefs tried to do this last year, came up just short. You know, they were blown out in the Super Bowl, happy to admit that. But you know, the Bucs are trying to do the same thing in a sense, really making sure that every key piece. Gronk is another one that was recently named, where he signed a $10 million deal and he's back. And so it is the sequel. Can they get the Lombardi throw too done? Is that going to be the next summer blockbuster? Really came out of nowhere. The fact that they were able to go on the road and be a wild card team and get this done. And Tom did it again amidst the doubts of going up against Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And so, man, he did it at 42-43. Can he do it at 43-44? We're also seeing like unprecedented things in the National Football League. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers went from really, I think, irrelevant in the sense of the full league with Jameis Winston to, I think, the most fascinating blockbuster of the summer.
Right. I know I poo-pooed them, but in many ways, Tom Brady kind of is like the Fast and Furious movies, right? Like,
They just won't quit.
Right. They won't quit. They're sort of superficial on the surface. I don't know. In fact, maybe this is a good, you want a good, whenever the world opens back up, a good icebreaker question. You go to, you know, your local watering hole, you hit them with this, Pete. What's the last Fast and the Furious movie that you watched? That's a great question to generate conversation. What's the last one you watched? I'm talking in chronological order.
I'm not a big Fast guy. I probably saw the first one and I said, that's enough of my money devoted to Vin Diesel. I did get intrigued when The Rock was involved, but not enough to ever turn it on.
Well, see, I've seen I think it's the first three, because you got the Fast and the Furious, and then you had Too Fast, Too Furious with the number two, of course.
Correct.
And then there was Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. That's kind of where I tapped out, kind of like the original Patriots dynasty, right? But then they came back. And then they came back and they won't say, I think the next one, they're going to like outer space or something like that. And so that's Tom Brady. But you mentioned The Rock, like The Rock joins the crew. I mean, all the big actors, I don't watch all the Fast and Furious, but like they get all the big name, you know, smash billboard blockbuster actors. That's Gronk. That's Chris Godwin. That's Mike Evans. That's Ndamukong Suh. That's Bruce Arians. In fact, it's kind of like, did you ever watch that? I think it was Judd Apatow movie, This Is the End.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. We're going to get Seth Rogen. We're going to get Jason Segel. We're going to get the list escapes my mind. Michael Cera. You know what I mean? We're going to get all the actors that you know. We're going to put them in one movie. And I thought that movie was going to suck. I thought that movie was going to be terrible. But it was hilarious. And so that was kind of the Buccaneers season. Like, I thought it was never going to work. I came on this program and trashed Bruce Arians, and he proved me wrong.
You thought it was going to be like that comedy with all these celebrities, Valentine's Day. Was that the movie where?
Or anyone, they do like a New Year's Day or whatever. Yeah, totally.
And it was just poor. And you were pleasantly surprised. So good on you. Good on you, and good on the Bucks.
Well, see, here's the problem: Valentine's Day, not a spring thing. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit. It's still winter. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but you get warm and fuzzy inside. So yeah, I mean, it's by extension.
Pete, I enjoyed exploring the spring season with you.
I want to say one thing to you, because there's something that made me think of you this weekend.
Okay.
And I knew that you were thinking along these lines, and I'm going to say it, and you're going to be like, Pete, I was thinking exactly that. But so Kyle Fuller, cornerback, right, is released by the Chicago Bears, and a minute later, he's with the Denver Broncos, and I instantly think, why am I thinking of RJ? Because I know that you were thinking, well, he just doesn't want to change uniform color schemes. He just wants to go to a team with the same exact uniforms, and that's what we saw there in the matter of seconds. That was another unprecedented thing. I'm using that word again, because how often do you see that someone's released and then instantly, like moments later, he had a new team?
Yeah, I agree. I've always thought there has been like an odd connection between the Broncos and Bears in that sense. Like the Jay Cutler, Kyle Orton stuff, you know, Vic Fangio, sure. John Fox, like you can go a number of different ways there. So Kyle Fuller joins that illustrious club. To that point, though, I was thinking about Kyle Fuller. I wrote about how him choosing the Denver Broncos was the best non-Dallas Cowboys place that he could have possibly gone, because Denver holds the 9th overall pick, Cowboys hold the 10th. Now Denver's out on a cornerback with that particular selection. So, you know, shout out to you and shout out to me and shout out to your Syracuse Orange. Pete is a proud Syracuse alum.
Speaking of teams with orange.
Seriously. Were you shocked? Or do you know better to be shocked at this point?
Well, I just think the general feeling right now is you don't have to get hot if you stay hot. And right now, Syracuse cannot stop staying hot. They got Buddy Boeheim, son of the great Jim, who me and my friends have jokingly started calling Booger Boeheim in recent days. But look, Sweet 16, couple wins away. Let's see if they can get this thing done in Indianapolis. It's been a bright side to what has been, you know, really a tough calendar year plus. So excited for March Madness. It's been a great series of games so far. I'm sure you've enjoyed watching it too, RJ.
I have. Texas A&M not in the tournament. However, it was fantastic to watch the inferior school in the state of Texas lose to Abilene Christian. So good times there.
Don't even know the name. We let that school remain unnamed.
Exactly. Also has orange in their color scheme, though, to, you know, and on the right note. Pete, it's never a bad time. It's never a bad time talking shop, talking ball, cutting it up. And again, congratulations on being, I'll just say it, the most fashionable man in the KCMO. I mean,
yeah, it's all coming up, Pete, right now. KC fashion, Syracuse. If the Chiefs could actually sign one of these guys they would like, we'd start to feel even better. So let's see if that can start taking place in free agency.
We'll be in business soon enough with the Kansas City Chiefs, the Dallas Cowboys, the whole NFL. Whatever happens, we will have you covered here on the SB Nation NFL show. Make sure to subscribe, leave a rating, write a review, and I promise you, if you follow Pete Sweeney on Twitter, he will follow you back. Have a good week, everybody. We'll see you next Monday.
Voidable years you'll never get back.